I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Fighting flares between the Myanmar army and anti-junta rebels, army troops have been raiding villages almost daily since Friday. The latest incursion sent nearly 5,000 people from 10 villages on the run. Brian Dennett of AMG International says the country is in shambles following a 2021 coup.
There seems to be no end in sight, and it has put so much pressure on people, and particularly on Christians who were already marginalized in Myanmar.
AMG sends help for today and hope for tomorrow through its network of church partners in Myanmar. Every visit brings encouragement to those who need it most.
People are hungry for Jesus. They are seeking hope in any way they can find it.
And by partnering with AMG, you can inspire hope, restore lives, and rebuild communities in the name of Jesus. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And not all Bible study methods look the same around the world. That's something the Ministry Community Bible Study recently learned.
As they've grown internationally, one of the things they began to find is that people were dropping out of their program after the first year, and they discovered that it was largely because people were not able to read or they weren't in the practice of reading.
That's Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide. CBS reached out to Spoken Worldwide when they realized that text-based Bible study methods weren't working in oral cultures. Spoken Worldwide helped them develop a new curriculum using orality methods. In Nepal, 50 believers recently went through the new Spoken CBS orality curriculum. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.